Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, welcome to Throwback Thursday, January 11th, 1/11/2018. Steve Cypress here, and I'm about to head out, but as the sun begins to set, and you have the Purple Mountain Majesties, another beautiful, spectacular winter Arizona day in the high 70s, and no wind, no precipitation, perfectly mild, beautiful day. Hope you're enjoying wherever you are. Rhino of the Day today is from the 1995 Rhino Court calendar. And we are up to October. I'm sharing one of these very fun, cool drawings of rhinos every day. Love the artwork. This is a Halloween October rhino where the rhino handing out the candy is scared by the rhino dressed as a human. Get it? Haha. Very funny. Trick or treat. Love the Rhino Court calendar from 1995 with the Rhino of the Day. And Ace is here. Great seeing you, Ace. So we are about to head out to the Lunch and Learn, or the Dinner and Learn in this case, which we were cordially invited to at a local golf course here with a nice gourmet dinner that I'm sure my beautiful wife Michelle will enjoy, whatever they serve, and I will have some salad. Dr. Vern is here. Great seeing you. And so I shared that on Direct Mail Monday. And now we'll be heading over there, and I will report back if there is something to report back on anything learned that I can share. Of course, I'll use it to help my clients make tons of money. I got a bunch of clients use that strategy. And so this is all about something about annuities, which we have zero chance, hey, Todd, of purchasing any annuities, of course. But these guys might have about 100 times the benefit of me becoming a client, and that's of getting my help and expertise to think for them and create for them and work for them to help them create, tweak, or improve not only the strategy they're using here with the free dinner and the presentation, but everything they do in their business to probably easily bring in, if they can handle it, 5, 10, 15, 20 extra clients a month worth a hell of a lot more money than us buying an annuity. So we'll see what happens if they're smart enough to ask for my help. A lot of times when I go to these things or any events, people recognize me and they go, wow, can you help me out and show me what I did wrong? And we'll see if that happens here. As always, number one question, of course, when I take on a client is, can they handle all the additional work I'm going to bring them? So that's always an issue. Maybe they're a small firm, they can't handle everything I could bring them. Ace is here and says, I'd normally take the steak. You probably would. And unless they're doing an amazing bait and switch, probably serving it. But today's Throwback Thursday, and so I'm here to share, maybe you've heard the news, people in the small business marketing community, especially automation world and technology, might have heard there's this company called Infusionsoft. They're actually located right here in Chandler, Arizona, or Gilbert, Arizona, wherever, somewhere a little southeast of Phoenix. And they've been around for a while, and they started holding their first InfusionCon conference back in 2008, changed the name of it a few years ago to ICON. And they actually changed the whole idea of the conference. It started off as a fantastic user conference. I mean, the software is colloquially, jokingly, half-jokingly known in the industry as Confusionsoft, and very confusing and difficult to use, very powerful, though. And so they had this user conference. For the most part, you can go, and they had, like, the breakout sessions were like A, B, and C tracks, or like beginner, intermediate, advanced, and they would teach you how to get the most out of the software. And Dr. Vern says, great company, great conference. Yes, it was. And Jerry's asking the question I've already answered, and I'll answer it again. So you might have heard, and then from this comment I see that maybe you had did not, that they announced they are no longer holding their annual, what is now called the ICON event. And this is after a few years ago when they started getting all their tens of millions of dollars of funding from Goldman Sachs and whatever. Things kind of changed. Whoever gave them some good, bad advice, whatever you want to call it, maybe it's for the best. I know from hosting over 300 events myself, putting on events is a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of money involved. And so they changed the event from the user conference where you could go and everybody had the software and everybody wanted to learn how to get more out of it. And so all the sponsors and the vendors were there with all their add-on services and products of plugins and apps and, you know, how you can use the software better and consultants that'll help you use it and this and that, get the most out of it. And then a few years ago, started being a lot of people were there asking me, what's all this Infusionsoft all about? And I was like, really? That would happen like once or twice a year? And I would just bring them over to somebody and say, they'll tell you all about it. You know, look for the people in the green shirts and take them over to staff. This started happening a few years ago, 3-4 years ago. It happened a lot. And I was like, what's going on? And I said something like to one of the heads of the company, if not Clayton himself, the head of the company. I was like, what's going on? There's more people than ever asking me, like, you know, what's going on? What's this all about, this Infusionsoft? Tell me more. And they were like, oh, you know why? That's because it's no longer a user conference. Now we've invited all entrepreneurs. It's a general entrepreneur conference. And so what happened is the speakers started becoming just general entrepreneur speakers. Like this last one, they had Marcus Lemonis, who I was all excited from the TV show The Prophet to see him talk about doing the same thing I do, other than minus I don't write the checks for millions of dollars and I don't take all the equity out of the company. I just help people make money and I transform companies. And so he does the same, and I was ready to have him talk and tell some stories about transforming companies and maybe some horror stories like all consultants have about clients that just wouldn't listen to you and wouldn't do what you suggest and therefore, you know, big trouble and they suffer the consequences and so forth. No, he just gave some general frou-frou speech about something, whatever, and like the whole conference really went downhill for enthusiasts of the software, for fans of small business marketing and automation. And it went to just, hey, are you a small business owner or do you want to be one? Come to this thing. So I guess they, you know, the sponsors, and I have 5 clients that were sponsors last year and speakers at the event, and they all started to complain a few years ago, like, people don't even have the software. Why do I have a booth here and I'm paying all this money for them to come by and I have a service that is a plug-in, it helps with Infusionsoft, a third of the people don't even have it, or a half, or whatever. And so, you know, sponsors started dropping and complaining, and, you know, I stopped going in the room. I didn't go into a room except for these big speakers. I went in for Marcus Lemonis and one or two others last year or something. But, you know, the whole thing changed. And sure enough, just recently made the announcement, no more Icon. So they're throwing in the towel, and they will not be doing any more Icon events. Now, Throwback Thursday, I'm sharing right here a T-shirt I have from the first InfusionCon that I attended. I did not go to the first one, which is in 2008. That's when I got the software, in August 2008, and the conference is in the spring. So I missed that one, but I went in the spring of 2009, April probably, March or April. And there it is, my T-shirt. Now, I would have worn this, but I wanted to show you the front and back. And I realized, how am I going to do that holding the camera and all? And so on the back, there it is, InfusionCon 2009 in Scottsdale, Arizona. And there's some of the sponsors, of which some of these companies are still around today. Others no longer exist. But people send me this stuff all the time. They send me the books, courses, you know, DVDs, whatever. And they like to send me stuff, too. T-shirts, hats, whatever. You send it to me. I actually wear this stuff. You can see it's fairly worn out, if you can see on the video. I actually wear this shirt a lot and promote the company and all that kind of stuff. But no more. 10 years of InfusionCon / Icon. They've pulled the plug. A friend of mine, Tyler Garnes, who was I think is technically called marketing director or whatever. He was in charge of generating tens of thousands of leads for them in his time there. He is now on his own with a company, I think he calls it Box Out Marketing. He has decided to take the reins and host an event that I think he's calling SuccessCon, and it's coming up in March in San Diego. So I think that's what it's called, but if you just look up Tyler Garnes, he was, of course, a guest on the Rhino Daily podcast, on the cover of the Rhino Daily magazine. He's a brilliant marketer. At least I know all pretty much all the speakers. And one of the members of my results group, my very high-end group of entrepreneurs, is going to be speaking there, and he's sponsoring the event, Ryan Chapman, and there are others. And so we'll see if I make the trip over there to San Diego, but at the very least, good for Tyler to take over otherwise. And the story I hear from Ryan is they're going to go back to making it a user conference, which all of us loved. All small business marketing people love the fact that that's what it was all about and not just this general, it's like any other entrepreneur conference. See, and that's kind of the lesson here is choosing a niche in marketing. When you become more general, like they said, now we're open to all entrepreneurs, it weakens your product or your service. It weakens the impact that it can have when you really targeted. This is for users, and this is what you're going to learn. This is what you're going to get. There are going to be less people showing up. The first one I went to had a few hundred people. I had earned my way into the Double Your Sales Club. I doubled my sales from the year before, and I got invited to a lunch with Clayton Mass, the CEO, and Scott and a few of the others, the founders of the company, and there was like 20 of us, and we had lunch and hung out, and that was great, and there was only a few hundred all people there. So it was, now it grew to, last few years, like 3,000 people there. Sure, you can have a lot more people if you weaken the impact. And it's the same thing in your business. So you might say, hey, you know, my business is good for anybody. Well, you're going to weaken the impact. So if you're a chiropractor, I had a chiropractor came to me once to become a client, didn't take him on. I said, who's your, you know, he helps people with their back problems. I said, who's your target? Who's your target market? Your who? And he said, well, you know, surveys show 40% of Americans have back pain, so 40% of the people in Chicago are my target market, like millions of people. I'm like, and you can afford to market effectively to millions of people? I don't think so. He would have been mutt, and of course he didn't listen. I didn't take him on as a client. He was not going to be coachable. But if he had listened and said, I'm going to be the chiropractor to golfers who have bad backs, that's something he can afford to market to effectively through all the golf courses and some specialty golf magazines or websites or whatever. And he could effectively become the go-to chiropractor for golfers to come see him. But he's not going to become the go-to guy for everybody, not on a modest budget that every small business owner has. So that's Throwback Thursday. Bringing back the memories of Icon. They held it for 10 years. It is no more. So no more T-shirts for me from InfusionCon. And thank you, Rob, and anybody else here. But maybe I'll be seeing you guys. Chris Bell is here. Good to see you. Brian is here. And I might, not so sure I'll go to this event, but anyway, I'll, you know, still attend some events, and hopefully I'll see some of you guys there. And I'm going to be looking to, I'll be hosting some seminars coming up this year. I'm going to bring back my The Wow Strategy seminar that I've done in the past, a $5,000 three-day seminar. I think I'm going to do it at on a shorter version, a discounted version, and help more people that way. But we'll see what the year brings. One thing for sure, I will not be attending Icon this year. So thanks, everyone, for being here. I'm off to the gourmet dinner and the presentation on why we should buy an annuity held by the Accrue Wealth Designs folks over at the Desert Canyon Golf Club Banquet Room. So heading out, enjoy the rest of your evening wherever you are. It's another beautiful sunset here, and I will catch you tomorrow on Foundation Friday, where I might share a foundational tip based on something I observe as we experience the dinner and the presentation tonight. Who knows? And if not, it'll be something else. But it will help you to build a stronger, meaner, tougher, bigger profit business, which hopefully is what you want in 2018 while the economy booms. Time to take advantage. Thanks for being here, everyone, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.